Joining me in the IFM Artbeat is Joseph Kunuji, who'll be performing with Mlungisi Gegana on the 29th of March at the Odeon in Bloemfontein. Joe, welcome to The Sound of Your Life. What can the audience expect with this partnership?
Yeah, thanks, Yolanda, for the opportunity. So last year, I met Mlungisi Gegana, who is an iconic bass player, a South African here, and I wanted him to come to Bloemfontein. We started talking and we had plans to have a collaborative concert. And that period coincided with me stumbling on this article by The Guardian titled "Negative Stereotypes in International Media Cost Africa £3.2 billion a year." So issues around division and divisiveness and xenophobia and ethnic rivalries, election fraud and all of that in Africa being reported, and some of us really stereotyping Africa as poor and struggling. It costs us so much in investment. It scares, those issues scare investors. And I thought to sensitize the public about the need for us to link instead of being divided, the need for us to be united as Africans beyond our national borders, for us to seek peace, to advocate peace, and also push that on social media. I thought of a need to sensitize Africans about that, beginning from my own very space at the Odeon School of Music. And I intend to take this beyond the confines of our university. So we decided to start this campaign through a concert at the Odeon and then move from there to other cities in South Africa and possibly other cities in Africa. The audience should expect a kind of synergy and cooperation, collaboration between Marabi and High Life. Marabi being a South African popular genre from the 20th century, and High Life also dates back to about the same period, early 20th century. And these genres are sort of foundational to many of the other genres that have come out of these regions of South Africa and of West Africa. Ghana is like the primary source of High Life, and it's spread to other parts of West Africa. I'm thinking of a situation where we can look at these genres, see what they contribute, and compose music around them. So the audience can expect to hear some High Life and some Marabi, and as well as High Life influenced compositions and Marabi influenced compositions. So the idea is unity in our diversity.
What music will be part of the program on the 29th of March?
The music that will be part of this program will be primarily Marabi music and High Life music, drawing on influences from our roots. So in other words, I'll be playing my original tunes. All the tunes that you would hear on that day will be my composition. And I think maybe one is an arrangement of a public domain, but primarily original music that are influenced by High Life. And Gegana's contribution is about the same, is original music influenced by his roots in Marabi.
Joseph Kunuji joins us in the IFM Artbeat. Joe, your passion for your instrument is so inspirational. How would you motivate young listeners to pick up an instrument and give it a try?
I believe that playing an instrument is first and foremost about your determination and making up your mind to be consistent, to practice consistently, even if it's just 30 minutes a day, even if it's just an hour, even if it's just 10 minutes, just being consistent, showing up every day, picking up that instrument, going through the routines, doing your warm-ups. So those are the things that I think are central quite pivotal to you playing an instrument. So for young listeners, my counsel would be don't be afraid to make that first move. It all starts with that first step, picking up that instrument, asking your parents or whoever is responsible to get you that instrument and to support you through it, trying to take lessons, looking. Fortunately, there are a few options for lessons in Bloemfontein that are not expensive at all. I know of Musicon is a place where you can go and register for music lessons. So there are those options around us. It's just about leveraging them and taking that first step, learning that instrument.
On the 29th of March, you can see Joseph Kanuji and, of course, his colleague, Mlungisi Gegana, on stage at the Odeon. You can get your tickets now available from Quicket, and you can also listen again to my conversation online under Lifestyle at ofm.co.za.
Thank you very much, Yolanda, for having me and your program. It's always a pleasure being part of this program.